small, and everyone agreed with Father when he told the grizzling boys that they would get swallowed up by the crowd. All the way there on the train, Mother and Father chatted with other butchers and butchers' wives about, of all things, the bother of humane killing over the poleaxe, which left me sitting between two of our farm helpers, Emily and Graham, who spent the time giggling and flirting over my head. There was a lot of discussion about what we should see. The whole world, and only one day to see it. In Canada there was a life-size model of the Prince of Wales made in yellow butter. I had to struggle to the front to get a good look. I pressed my face close to the glass, and Mother came and dragged me back. "You hold Emily's hand, I don't want you getting lost." Then Mother told Emily that she had only been brought along to look after me, and that if she lost me, then she would be in trouble. Very big trouble indeed. So Emily attached herself to me like soot to a miner, and where Emily went, Graham followed. Hong Kong smelt of drains, and India was full of women brightly dressed in strange, long, colourful fabrics. And all these women had red dots in the middle of their forehead. No one could tell me what the dots were for. "Go and ask one of them," Emily said to me. But Mother said I shouldn't, in case the dots meant they were ill, in case they were contagious. Mother and